Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. And I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and our local communities. I am not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Gerard Polcari?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
I kind of remember now.
An estimate? Could you give me an estimate of how many years
I'm
have you worked?
I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
I'm thinking. It could be 20 years.
Okay. Thank you very much. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Were you a marble mason, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, cement mason, plasterer, tile or marble finisher, PCC
plaster.
Restoration?
Plasterer.
Plasterer, thank you. On the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey or level
finisher.
Mechanic? Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No.
Okay. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
What was that question again?
Yes. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Well, there's been quite a few. I'm not sure how many.
Okay. Just for what you remember? Going by an estimate as well?
Twelve months.
Oh, 12 months. Thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same as there were this time last year? Thank you. Yes or no? Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Do you have an estimate?
Of what?
Of the. Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Yes or no?
I think there's enough, yes.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, thinking about the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Now, what is the union you're calling about? What is the number of it?
The number?
What is the union call that you're calling information about?
Oh, well, we're calling on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, yes or no, thinking about all the jobs in which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
I think there was.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No. No, I haven't.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local office, through the federal government, privately, or do you not know?
I think it was through the state office.
Okay, thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
I think it's going to be more.
And now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I think it's going to get better.
Thank you. Now switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job side, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Is it unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust or air quality, something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job?
I don't have any safety concerns.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Now, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing, yes or no?
No pick.
Political canvassing?
What was that?
Political canvassing.
I don't know what that means.
Okay. And union organizing?
No.
Just to make sure that I got that correctly, for picketing, have you participated in picketing in the
No.
Okay. Thank you. Now, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Regularly.
Thank you. Now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from the one that you are least likely to get your news from. The list that we have here is the internet or social media, print or online newspapers, local TV news programming, friends and neighbors, cable news, and radio. Now, please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source that you are least likely.
I'm going to have to do the rest of this in another time.
Oh.
Because I have to leave. You can call me again.
All right.
We can go over it. All right, thank you very much. Bye.
Have a wonderful day. We'll call you back. Mm-hmm.